Hi there, Eric. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Terry wanted me to apply a new in-business rate and, of course, get to the details, answer any questions that you might have. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Busy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. As Terry mentioned, we're looking to find a reputable company that can handle more business and still do
Sure.
quality work. I'm sure that you use Google yourself. You're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page. Perfect. So this will include both local search engine optimization so that you show up in that local pack or the map that pops up right near the top of the page. Also, Google
Sure.
paid ads, so you'll appear above the map as well throughout your entire 20-mile service area. Now, of course, it's not just Google or even Google and Bing, although you will be verified and recognized as a local business on both of those search engines. To get you into the local pack or the map means that we will, out of necessity, create all of the additional content that the search engines look for, index, and ultimately do use to determine what companies they display on the first page. Of course, the guys on the first page get more phone calls, they get more opportunities, they do more business. They're only on the first page, though, because they've got more content online relating to that particular search in that area than their competitors have. So we will have to create almost 70 different directories for you, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, to dozens and dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important to Google and Bing, and all of them a bit like a website. Talking about your company, your services, your service area. That way, someone need only do a keyword search for anything related to the dirt work that you do. They obviously don't need to know the name of your company for Google to see that content, put you on that first page, and have your potential customers see you there. Now, you don't currently have a website, though, for Larson Excavating, is that right?
It's being built right now as we
It
speak.
Is being built. Okay, great. So
Yeah.
you certainly see the value to being found online. Of course, most websites, though, are not typically seen by their intended audience. Most websites are kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, simply because
There you go.
Most consumers don't go past the first page, right? And since most businesses and their websites are not on that first page, most people don't see those websites. So, of course, we'll create that content. We'll promote your website. How long, though, before you think that website will be completed for us to promote online?
Oh, probably in the next couple weeks.
Next couple of weeks. Okay. So we
Yeah.
might do a landing page for you just as a placeholder. No additional cost for that, but it would take us about 3-4 days. We would ask for some photos. It functions like a website. It's sometimes called a microsite.
Sure.
It's a one-page website, at least for something for the people who see you on that first page to see. And then, of course, when your website is completed, it's a very easy switch for us to promote that website. Now, it is going
to
be a flat rate.
How long am I going to be on the number one page? I've dealt with companies before and done all this, and you're on
okay.
the front page for the first 2 months, and then you slide away and you disappear.
Right. It doesn't work that way with us. We're a Google Premier partner, so all the content that we do initially create, we keep updated. We put blog posts where necessary, and we're able to do. Of course, we keep updating all of that content, and we are running Google paid ads. We'll consistently be running Google ads for you, and of course,
okay.
that's going to kind of bolster and support your local listing and the placement there.
Sure.
So it is going to be a flat monthly rate. For our younger companies, we do actually apply a bit of a credit. It's kind of an assistance program, really, for younger companies. It is a month-to-month service, but we do know that our clients will stay with it long-term. So we try to make it affordable, especially
sure.
for our younger companies. In this case, it's actually a savings of 50%, and that reduced rate will apply.
Oh,
and it's going to stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. And every
okay.
single month, you will save $300. It will bring the rate down from what would otherwise, without the reduced rate, be $599. It brings it all the way down to just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it'll never go up on you. And it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. It's $2.99 a month as a flat rate, yeah. And of course the calls will come to you. People will see the website. First they'll see ours and then they'll see yours when yours is completed. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Of course you don't pay a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And it's definitely very different than a lead-based service. I think when Sarah found, or she was looking for your website, she actually found Home Advisor and Angie's Leads profile. I do know that that is a lead-based service. Are you paying for leads currently with that service?
I am, yeah.
You are. How do you like it so far? Have you gotten any leads from it?
You know, actually, I just got signed up with them yesterday, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I've used them in the past. I had like a plus rating on the Angie's list.
Gotcha.
So, I got quite a few phone calls from that. And then even after I... you know, actually switched gears and went into another business.
Sarah put that in the notes. Okay. Nice. So you're pretty well versed in the way that service works. I mean, even though it's Angie's Leads now, it is still on Home Advisor's platform, and it is still a shared lead system. You know, you get the same lead that gets shot out to six or eight of your competitors, and, you know, it's up to you to get to that person and turn that work or those phone calls into work. Now, obviously, you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page, but most of my clients, even the ones that have experience and success with a lead-based service, whether it's that one in particular or something like Thumbtack or Networks, they're still more than happy to scale way back on those leads. Some of my clients will shut their leads off altogether. Others might cap their leads at a lower amount or at least keep them paused most of the time and simply let their phone ring. And that's kind of what's going to happen here. I mean, it really is like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And, you know, I'm definitely not saying you're the worst. In fact, you could very well be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which, of course, in this case is the first page of Google, it is hard to win because most consumers don't go past the first page. But when you're on that first page...
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, this isn't my first rodeo or my first
business
I've built.
Of course.
A part
of.
So, yes. You know, advertising is everything. And
it is.
Know, that's
it
the
really
you
is.
Clientele. So,
yeah,
you know, I know that you got to spend money on advertising if you want to get the clients. So, down that road and learn that lesson the hard way. So
the hard way, yeah. The other thing is the company that doesn't pay to advertise will soon advertise to sell the company. So you're exactly right. You know, and Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call, and that's the real power and benefit of this listing. You know, for many of us, we don't always know who to call. And, you know, nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just go on.
Well, or when I call something, I go to Google and put it in my Googler and say, okay, where's this at? Where's the price? You know, where can I go get it?
Exactly. And that's exactly what most of us do. So I know you see the benefit to this particular listing. Like I said, we would include the landing page for you, and that really is just going to serve as a placeholder until your website is completed. The other thing that I'd be willing to do here, again, partly because I'm trying to make this affordable for your new company, Larson Excavating, and also just kind of as a professional courtesy, not that we have anything at all to do with Angie's Leads or Home Advisor or their business model of sending you leads, there is usually a setup fee attached here, and it helps us to kind of offset the cost of all the content we have to create in the beginning. And that setup fee by itself can be as high as $2.99. But what I'd like to do here would be to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would be just the one-time setup fee of $99. It would attach, of course, to just the first month. So the entire first month with the setup fee included, the reduced rate of $2.99. And then the $99 setup fee would be $398 for the first month. Again, the website's included, and we'll promote it until yours is completed. Every month after that, though, it would drop down to that flat rate of $299. And, of course, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll even know which clients found you from the paid ads or from the local map or individual directories or from the website, at least from the website that we'll have until yours is created. Most of the time, people will pick up the phone and call you directly, and that will continue to be the case. On our website, of course, there's a contact form, and when people fill out that form, you get a text message. You also get an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And then anything that they do type into that lead form will also repopulate on your tracking and reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where the work is coming from. You even do know who to follow up with. Now, Eric, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So basically, as what you're telling me, as long as I pay you $2.99, I'll put it on the front page of Google for excavating.
For really any term or keyword search related to excavating, excavation contractor, you know, dirt work, if they type in grading, resloping, site preparation, for those keywords and search phrases and others too, if it's related to the services you provide, your company's going to pop up through that service area. And again, the Google ads are part of it, so it's going to really expedite the whole process.
Yeah, no, I like that. No, it sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It's Larson Excavating. That's how you would want the company to appear online. And is Larson your last name?
It is, correct.
It is. And then Tara has your first name spelled E-R-I-C. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Larson, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you?
Yeah, the 720 number. Yeah.
Okay, so 720-203-6199. And is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
iPhone.
Perfect. An iPhone. Me too. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the lead form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website too. If it's a personal email, it doesn't need to show up on the website, but it would be attached to the lead form. Mr. Larson, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Eric
mm-hmm.
at LarsonExcavating.net.
Perfect. So really the business name. And we can certainly put that email address not just attached to the lead form, but on the website itself. And then, of course, we'll promote your website when it's completed. Sometimes, you know, 2 weeks can become 3 weeks or even a month. So we want to make sure that we've got that landing page in place and functioning for as long as it needs to. We'll even update it if we have to, you know, as long as we need to keep that website promoted until yours is completed. And then, Mr. Larson, when we reach out to you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll definitely email it out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any or all?
All's good.
All of them is good? Yeah. And there's always going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you, for example, and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text message, that type of thing. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the physical address that I saw on that Home Advisor platform, the Angie's Leads, the 996 at Tenderfoot Drive in Larkspur. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based, and you always go out to the customer, of course, to do the work. But does anyone ever come to you before or after? Do you see customers at that address?
No, basically, I mean, that's my home address. That's
it
my,
is.
My job, and I'm
yeah,
there.
Gotcha. Okay,
so
yeah.
I have clients come here, and they're coming here to give me money.
Got it. So it's not even an address that you would necessarily want promoted for your business online then, right?
Correct. Yeah,
gotcha.
Correct.
Perfect. And that's actually why I'm asking, Eric. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are indeed run from the home. Even if it were a shop or a small office, if you didn't typically see customers come to you, Google doesn't really want to list the physical address because they would not want someone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you do. So they'll just list your city and state. And, of course, with the content and the Google ads, we'll get you found quickly throughout that 20-mile service area. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I will be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's where we kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, You know, we want to make sure that we've got all the information that we need to accurately promote your business and make sure that everything's Google compliant. So, of course, we'll want to talk to you about all the services you want to be found for. We'll do the keyword research and provide you with a list. And, again, you're not going to be limited by how they search for you. So you can say, oh, I like that one, or get rid of that one, and, oh, can you add this one, please? We can definitely do that for you. And we're going to want to know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Eric, if you already have a logo for your business, we'll use one. Of course, if you don't have one, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we will take care of all of that and some other things on a follow-up call. What I would do now to secure the listing for Larson Excavating and for us to close out the category is to read what's called a voice verification. Eric, it's required of us as a Google Premier partner. It does get recorded through the computer, and of course it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you do know that it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee. And in this case, we'll also include a landing page to promote until your website is completed. Now, the voice verification, Eric, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, give me a quick second here, Mr. Larson, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Eric, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Larson, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Larson Excavating.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Larson, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eric Larson, owner.
Okay. And Eric, as the owner of Larson Excavating, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. Of course, you probably make all of the decisions for your company. And then, Eric, for the billing information
well,
that you...
me and the wife.
You and your wife. Okay, perfect. I certainly understand that. I've been married almost 17 years myself. Certainly understand that. And then for the billing information that you will be using for your services, Eric, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree on a recorded line to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails, text messages too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Eric, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Well, how are you going to be in business if you can't?
Exactly.
So,
oh, my goodness. You are 100% correct.
Or any of the people that are trying to work with you, how are you ever going to get anywhere in life?
That is exactly correct, and it is so odd and frustrating for me every time I call one of my clients. I'm calling their business number, and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, it's frustrating not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I'm going to. They're my client, but I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them and hire them, I would be much more likely to call someone else than I would be to try and call back, and they're missing that opportunity. So we definitely don't want that to happen. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well.
Fast. You know, a lot of time I'm in places where I don't have
of course.
Service.
Of course, yeah.
That's where we
yeah.
live,
But you check your phone, you check your messages, text messages come through quick, and you can respond as quickly as you can. And that's all we ask, like I said, within a timely fashion, which is usually 24 to 48 hours. So, you know, obviously you're going to do that. When we call you for your client interview, I'm sure you're going to answer the phone. And that's going to be best for everyone. In fact, the tracking and the reporting, you've got 24/7 access to that. And the more you use it, the better it's going to work for you. With all of the discounts or all of the reduced credits that I'm applying here, one for the new in business rate, and again, the other one, partly because of that and also partly because you were paying for advertising elsewhere. So reducing both the subscription cost, reducing the one-time setup fee. Of course, we're including the landing page. And with this being a month-to-month service, Eric, this next part reads as follows. Oh, the other thing before I get to that, I wanted to say that in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Home Advisor, Angie's Leads. There is no direct conflict there, as I mentioned. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we make sure that your business information stays accurate and consistent online. So while we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, we are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Eric, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we do what's called a NAP.
No, I know a bitch it is doing SEO work and all that. And for one of our other businesses that we own right now. So,
right.
You know,
exactly.
All the keywords and setting everything up and doing automation and it.
Yeah, you're
a
not
lot involved with it.
You're not kidding.
It took me a lot of time to set all of it up.
The hardest part of it, though, is cleaning up someone else's mess. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that periodically. We do it in the beginning, of course. But if anything new comes along, it's always good just to let us know so that we make sure that everything for your business is accurate and stays consistent. And now this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 7th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and the further discounted rate of exactly $299. That $299, once again, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which of course means that it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Larson, we will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven landing page. That landing page will be included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, post it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, and we'll continue to do so as long as necessary. The goal, of course, is to have that be just a placeholder until your website is completed in the next couple of weeks, okay? Now, as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can even be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Eric, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Larson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Eric, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, so basically okay. I can cancel any time if I want to. I have to cancel 3 days before my billing cycle or before that.
It is a monthly service. Month to month, absolutely no contract and completely at will. We do say call us at least 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend. I do know
I know from experience
because a while back, well, gosh, it's been years now, but many years ago I worked in client support, and I do know that if you forget to call us and it inadvertently bills, but you call us the following week, then we will reverse that payment. But at that point, it's a refund, and we prefer to stop the payment before it happens. That's why we say it is best to call us, you know, a few days before your billing date, okay?
Well, if I'm not happy, I'll let you know way before then. So.
That's all we expect, you know, just the opportunity to earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time. And then that first payment, Mr. Larson, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It'll be on a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? What does work best for you, sir?
I'm going to put that on my card.
Okay. So just Eric Larson, no middle initial on that card?
Eric E.
You said E or D?
E as an elephant.
Okay. Or as an Eric?
Eric.
Okay, so Eric E. Larson. And then you did say that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4190.
Mm-hmm.
0228.
Okay.
8498.
Yes, sir.
3806.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
5/22.
05/2022, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
530.
You said 530 or 520?
3.
Okay, 530 on the back of the card, 05 or May of 2022, the expiration, and Eric, was the card itself 4190-0228-8498-3806.
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 996 Tenderfoot Drive, 80118?
It does.
Okay. Mr. Larson, in just a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
To be honest with you, please send it to me because I'm sitting in my truck waiting to get out to start this job.
Okay. I'll get you off the phone in just about a minute here. I just got to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. You will, though, by the way, be able to reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you will, of course, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. It is that first month's invoice, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing, and you will also receive that link by text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other or both, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through something real quick here. And while we're waiting for that, I want to take a look at that client interview calendar. There is actually one available in the next hour. I'm not sure if you'd be available. I know you said you're trying to get some work done right now, but there is a 9:00 today. And then it actually looks like for the rest of the day we'd be booked out. But the first available tomorrow would be 8:00. The last available would be 4:00. And it looks like for just about every hour in between, there's almost.
I can probably do your 9:00. You said an hour.
The nine today? Yeah. Okay.
Because what I need to do is I need to get your number for
sure.
Your person. And I will go over this with my wife. She's a signer on the account. She has full ability to sign this too as well. And
oh, perfect. Let me make sure I've got your wife's name, and if there's a better number for us to call to reach her, we can actually do the client interview with your wife.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay. And what is her name?
Karen.
Is that K-A-R-E-N?
Yeah, Karen.
Same last name, Larson?
It's actually Hunt.
Okay. And then what is a good number for us to reach Karen?
303-520-2487.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can just call her at 9:00 for the client interview. And she, I mean, like I said, just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others, so I'm sure she'd be able to do that. Did you receive either the text message or the email?
Let me see if I got the text. Have not got the text yet. I'm going to have to go in and check my email and see if you guys send it already.
Okay. Just a couple of things I wanted you to see on there. Of course, that's the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did go over in the voice verification. It's simply provided for you in writing. It talks about the services that we'll be providing for you. There's a part about SMS or text message communication. It will populate the phone number that we're speaking on, which is the number that we would be texting. There's a box below it that's actually opt out of text messages. We wouldn't want you to click on that box because we want you to be able to receive text messages and send them to us. So just kind of verify that it's the accurate phone number, but leave that box below it unchecked. And then towards the very bottom where it says you are the authorized holder of the card on file, we do, of course, want you to click on that box. It's going to ask you to type in Eric E. Larson or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy and paste the space before or after. And then it's going to want you to hit confirm signature. Of course, that does a couple of things. It does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're providing even the landing page until yours is completed, that we're reducing the subscription costs and the one-time setup fee, et cetera. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and for us to do that NAPW audit to make sure anything online is already accurate and to fix it if it is not. I guess it's too late to receive the reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled phone call for the client interview, but I will be sending out a calendar invite to the Eric@LarsonExcavating.com. I imagine that your wife has access to that email address as well.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Of course. And I don't know if you were able to open up the invoice email, but it says local splash initial invoice on it. And then there is a hyperlink that says click here that would take you to the written terms and conditions. You should have also gotten a welcome email as well. Okay. Other than that, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to promoting your website when it is completed. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. Real pleasure speaking with you, and I appreciate the time that you spent. I'll let you get back to it, but you have a wonderful day, and you enjoy the upcoming weekend as well.
All right. You too as well. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.